Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them and everybody else in between, throwing it down on this Sunday night. An epic Sunday across the board in the National Basketball Association. The Toronto Raptors, the defending champion Toronto Raptors, bust out the brooms. And they also put 150 spot up on the board over the Brooklyn Nets. The Raptors set an NBA record. Their bench drops 100 on Brooklyn. And the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics now on a collision course as the Boston Celtics eliminate the Philadelphia 76ers, as it is rock bottom for Philadelphia. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks, we've got a series, and we've got a hell of a series going on right now. Luka Doncic responds in the best possible way after being called a bitch-ass white boy by Montrezl Harrell, by absolutely lighting up Harrell and the Clippers. He drops 43, an epic win for the Dallas Mavericks. And a Dallas Maverick basketball team that, I got to tell you what, I'm going to be betting on the futures in future years that the Dallas Mavericks are going to win an NBA championship. Don't tell me the Luka Doncic's not going to get a ring. All right, this kid is unbelievable. The pressure, never mind the fact the kid's hurt as well. He's not even, he's basically doing this on one leg. You know what? We said the other night that the Dallas Mavericks are going to have to toughen up, that the Clippers are going to push them right out of the damn gym, man. They're going to smack talk them. They're going to slap them. They're going to push them around. And I'll tell you what, man, the Dallas Mavericks pushed and slapped back in a big time way. An epic day across the board in the association. Meanwhile, Utah, these guys can't miss. Utah are shooting like 50% from the field. Donovan Mitchell, another epic performance from Donovan Mitchell as Mitchell drops 51 on the Denver Nuggets. It's hard to keep up, man, with the greatness that we saw today in the association. But the NBA is not the only playoffs going on right now. The National Hockey League playoffs continue, and the Boston Bruins get a 3-2 win. Game stays under the number, under the 5.5. Meanwhile, Vancouver finding out that Las Vegas is the real deal. And it seems that though the Vegas Golden Knights are on a mission this year. Colorado's got problems suddenly. Grubauer out. We break it down. Big man on campus steps up and in. You can too. Sports Rage late night. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night. I am Gabriel Morenci, going it down on this Sunday night. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates, wherever you're tuning in this evening. We hope you had a good weekend. We hope you had a profitable weekend. Normally, Sundays are not a good day for me in the non-NFL season. Like, you know, Sundays are Sundays usually the day of bad beats, weird baseball games, and I usually take it easy on Sundays. You know, I don't, you know, we're on the air pretty much every night. So, you know, we don't get a chance to kick back, have a couple of drinks. But, you know, we usually do on Saturday nights, you know, watch the games, UFC. We do a podcast with the hardcores, have a good time. And then Sunday is usually a recovery day. I'll place a couple of bets. But I'm telling you, like, I've said this before, like, gambling and drinking do not mix. It's fun. like honestly, like you're not going to find a lot of funner things, actually. Like what's funner than like being like, you know, just getting drunk and gambling. It's a great time. You know, that's why Las Vegas has been as successful as it has been. It's a damn good time. But it doesn't mean that it's good. There's a lot of things that are fun that aren't good for you. Right. So, and it's one of these deals where I don't like handicapping when I'm hungover. All right. So like during the NFL season, I don't really drink that much, to be honest, because I don't like being hungover on Sundays. I want to be sharp and focused, you know, for the games. So, you know, when I lived in Vegas, it was funny. I'd put my picks in. Right? I'd put my picks in before the craziness, right? Because I would know. I'd be like, listen, man, if you wait and you put these picks in like at 1 a.m. tonight, 2 a.m. in Vegas, and you're all lit up, who knows what you're gonna do? You know what I mean? And trust me, I'm that guy. Like, who knows? Like, sometimes I would wake up and I'd be like, $3,000 on SMU. I'm like, I don't remember putting this in. I look at my tickets sometimes in the morning, I'd be like, oh God, what did I play last night? You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, I put $2,700 on Louisiana Tech. Why? I'm like, why was I? I was like, I knew I liked it, but why did it become like such a big bet for me? Or you're like, all right, I won't play now. You know, we'll just put the bets in when you're hungover. And I'm sure you guys know the drill. Listen, we got NFL season coming up around the corner, man. We have the NFL season coming up around the corner, so. This is sort of like we need our own training camp, and we have to remember, oh, yeah, note to self, don't get hammered on Saturdays once the NFL starts. You know, you got to be ready. You got to be focused. So, and, yeah, never mind, like, shout out to Big Will in our chat. Shout out to everybody in our chat. Yeah, never mind, yes, Will. never mind, like, the damage you can do in the middle of the night with international sports, and trust me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm dead serious. Like, I woke up today and I was like, I was really mad. I'm like, oh, that's just great. I'm like, that's just great. I played a parlay with the UFC. I played a parlay with Pedro Munhoz and the UFC with Bayern Munich. Pedro Munhoz loses. You know, we had a great time last night. You know, we were partying it up. And I'm like, oh, that's just great. I didn't get the Bayern bet in. I'm like, this is unbelievable. Oh, I was so mad. And I log into my account, and I'm like, yeah, no. I did get the Bayern bet in. I put everything I had in my account on Bayern. And it was one of those, yeah. I was like, oh, that's good. All right, I did get it in after all. Oh, that's good. I guess I did play it after all. I guess I did play it after all. Fortunately, they won 1-0. I didn't think it was going to be easy. Paris Saint-Germain have some great players, man. They're a good team, Paris Saint-Germain. So I didn't think it was going to be easy, but you know, I didn't know if it was just going to be a one-goal game like that. So Bayern Munich get it done, and listen, I don't pretend I'm not a soccer historian, okay? I am a big soccer fan. I've watched soccer my entire life. I love it. I do very well betting on it, except the MLS. Except the MLS. God, I hate that league. Like, I really like that league. Like, I was thinking about it. Like, honestly, I was thinking about my picks the other day. And I'm like, man, I'm like, dude, you've really been, like, pretty much in a zone. Like, you've been really, your picks have been really good the last, like, 2 months or something. Sports have been back and everything. You know what I mean? I've been, like, my picks have been pretty sharp. Except for the MLS. I literally lost. Like, I'm not even proud to, like, I probably lost, like, close to $5,000 on that tournament. In that range, you know? My gut, I don't know, 37 to 5,000. No, I wasn't like, oh, I'm down 5,000 now. But I'm talking about, like, I would win, like, $600, like, betting other sports. And then I would lose $700 betting the MLS. maybe it wasn't that bad. Let's say, yeah, it was probably about $2,500. Because I'm thinking about it now. It was just frustrating. I think I'm exaggerating the loss. I think I was just more frustrated. But there were, like, three or four block nights there where I got killed in the MLS. Like, TFC cost me, like, $600 one night. They cost me, like, four. Like, TFC cost me about a dime in that tournament. Who else did I load up? There was another game I loaded up. I was like, there's no way this team loses. And I same thing. I had, like, $500, $600, $700, like, first half unders and all that type of stuff. Oh, yeah, it didn't work out. Like, there were, like, three or four times I lost, like, a nickel on one of those MLS. Like, not just, like, one game, but you know what I mean? Like, the session, so to speak, you know? But then I would win, and I would always win enough to get suckered back, though. You know, I'd be like, yeah, but I did hit that draw. Remember I was hitting a lot of draws? I was like, yeah, I did hit that draw, plus 260. And I love MLS. It's just frustrating. It's a hard league to bet on, man. It is. Like, I don't know if I've had more screw jobs in the MLS, like, than any other league, man. Big man on campus is going to join us in a couple of minutes. Like, he'll attest to this for, like, him, too. He knows soccer. MLS, it screwed him over, too. MLS is a tough league to bet on. Like, it really is. And I love the league, too. But like I said many times, just because you love something doesn't mean it'll love you back, all right? I.e. gambling. But as far as, like, Bayern Munich is concerned, so I was going to say, listen, I'm not, like, an historian type of thing, but that's the best team I've seen. That's the best soccer team I've seen, like, I don't know, like, 20 years or something. And if you guys can correct me, feel free to. Like, I'm not adamantly saying, you know, don't come at me, they're the best ever, don't, you know, no debate. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, me personally, I haven't seen a team as good as this. Like, those guys are dominant. Like, those guys are, like, they're unbeatable. Dude, they won. Since when they came back from all of this, like, their run, Bayern Munich, they haven't lost in, what, 28 games now? Like, this collective group, good luck beating that team. Like, you're not beating that team. Who's beating that team? Tell me a team in the world that's beating Bayern Munich right now. Bayern Munich would beat, like, other national teams. One thing I will say about the run, there was no real great team. You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't, like, you know, like, when you look at the teams that they beat, it was a weird tournament. Soccer's been weird. There's been upsets everywhere. But I'm just stating, me personally, you know, I can't recall a team. And I will tell you, I'm more of a national guy and, like, you know, Euros and the Copas and all that type of stuff. So I'm not telling you I'm the biggest league expert in the history of leagues, but I've been around a while, guys, and I've been betting on soccer a while. And I can't think of a team. I'll take Bayern. You give me, you know, you name a team, I'll take Bayern to beat them. Sports Rage late night. A lot of stuff to get to with Big Man on Campus. Vent your rage.
Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rage, y'all!
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Renzi. Vent your rage, 844-843-6879. A lot of stuff to get to, including Kyle Lowry's injury, as the Toronto Raptors put up $150 today, and there's a lot of talk about the $150 that they scored. They set an NBA record. Their bench scored 100 points. The Raptors' bench put up 100 points. People always talk about the Raptors' bench and how good the bench is. The players are on the Raptors' bench. Well, they put up 100. Powell, Norman Powell, and Serge Ibaka both put up 27. Kyle Lowry suffered an injury to the arch of his left foot, and the Raptors need Kyle Lowry. Like they don't have Kyle Lowry, the Raptors aren't winning. It's pretty simple. Now they can absorb the loss for a game or two and a couple of games, but big picture, they need Kyle Lowry. The Boston Celtics swept the Philadelphia 76ers, and now we'll face the Toronto Raptors. And this series starts on Thursday. So it gives both teams a lot of time to prepare and to rest up and to hopefully get healthier. We'll try to find out what the deal with Kyle Lowry's status is. We'll track it, obviously, through the week. Big man on campus steps up and in right now after he just sees his Philadelphia 76ers get swept. You talked about rock bottom late last week, and I guess I don't know if we could say rock bottom, big man. And I know you're not into moral victories, and I totally get it. Nobody in Philadelphia is. But they did battle. They lost every game close. They don't have the talent. They just don't have the roster. Ben Simmons not there, but, that they don't have the roster. That's the fault of the organization. So is this rock bottom, big man?
Yes, definitely it is. Look, I mean, we were sold for a lot of years that the process would happen and, they would make the decisions they need to make to get the right players in here. But I told you last week, it's not just the roster. It's the ineptness of the GM. It's just the indescribable ineptitude of the coach. I mean, the multitude of GMs they've had, the inefficiencies in the draft, not picking the right players, getting fleeced in other trades. Bringing in bad free agent contracts, getting rid of good free agent contracts that you'd actually need to grow your team. They're a complete mess. And there needs to be a complete overhaul here. Brett Brown's gone. I'd expect him to be fired tomorrow, Tuesday at the latest. He will be good as gone. Elton Brand, I have a feeling they're going to try to keep him around. I just don't know how you can. I think that Tobias Harris and Al Horford contracts are enough. The fact that you also, Gabe, came into this season with little to nothing at the backup point guard spot, when you have a player in Ben Simmons that's injured every season that would play at multiple positions anyway, to not have any sort of backup point guard is absolutely disgraceful. I mean, they actually waited to the final hour, Gabe, to bring Rule Neto in. If you go back and look, they brought him in about 2 weeks before the season started. I would get rid of him as well. And to be really honest with you, I think they have to trade either Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons. And I think there are options for both. I think there are teams out there that are obviously looking to make a deal, teams like the Timberwolves. I think the Golden State Warriors would be up for something. They've got to do a complete overhaul. This team is at rock bottom. They're like a junkie that shot his final shot of heroin. It's rock bottom's here. He's pawning his mother's stamp collection and stealing from his grandmother. Rock bottom is here, and this is it.
Yeah, the process has been a failure. It has been. And as you stated, too, and it's not to pick on Shake Milton, but you're not winning. Like, as you stated, the roster just wasn't good enough. The bench, pathetic. The coaching, after a while, you know, Brett Brown just hasn't gotten it done. It's as simple as that. It's amazing, though. You know, they went from Kawhi Leonard missed shot last year to potentially knocking the Raptors off to where we are right now. So, what do you make of the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers as a sweep, and then the Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets is a sweep? So now Boston and Toronto clash. And I'll tell you, big man, over the years, it's been a real battle between Boston and Toronto. It's not a well-known rivalry in the NBA, and they don't really ever play each other in the playoffs. But it's been extremely competitive, bro. Like the Boston Celtics did not win in Toronto for like literally, I don't know, like 9 years, or it was a long time. Like, I think they lost 6-7. I think they lost like 13, 14 straight in Toronto. And they won on Christmas Day against the Raptors in Toronto. And it was the same thing. Like, the Raptors are like 1-12 the last 13 times in Boston. It's been a real home dominated rivalry, but now they're on a neutral court. So it takes a little bit of, it takes that dynamic away. But to me, the difference is, big man, the Raptors' size and the Raptors' toughness, they're going to beat the Celtics up on the glass. You just saw these guys play. They're not a good rebounding team, the Boston Celtics. And we're not the Philadelphia 76ers. The Raptors are a hell of a lot deeper than the 76ers are. Boston's going to have a lot tougher time than they just had against Philadelphia. But I'm not saying the Raptors, it's going to be easy for the Raptors. And Kyle Lowry's injury concerns me, big man. But I do think the Raptors, even without Kyle Lowry for a couple of games, I think they beat the Boston Celtics. And I think the glass is the difference.
Yeah, I will agree with you. I do think this is a series that could go seven. I think this is a return to the old days, you know, the 2000s, the 90s, you know, hard played basketball. I think scores are going to be 108, 106, 108, 104. These are two very good defensive teams, as we know. I think, obviously, you mentioned it before I got on, Kyle Lowry, you know, what's his status? You know, how many games does he miss? I mean, we've seen in certain games, I mean, Gabe, the reason the LA Clippers lost today is because Patrick Beverley wasn't in the game. For whatever reason, Doc Rivers just seems to not understand that Reggie Jackson shouldn't be guarding Luka Doncic. And you look at what that's done to the Clippers, it's really hurt them. And you lose a guy like Kyle Lowry. I know their bench is terrific up in Toronto, but you and I both know that they need Kyle Lowry to win a playoff series. And I'm going to tell you right now, that three-headed monster, or that four-headed monster of Tatum, Brown, Smart, and Walker is quite good. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't sleep on the Celtics bench. They were very good against the Sixers. You know, Ogilvy, Brad Wanamaker, Cantor, even, guys like, Romeo Langford gave them some nice minutes. So I think it's a pretty even series. I think Toronto will win. I agree with you there, just because I do think they're just a little bit better defensively. I just kind of trust their ruggedness and ability to kind of get the job done. But I think it's a series that's going to go deep. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes seven. It wouldn't surprise me also, Gabe, if there's a game in here that's like 99-97. I think we could see that. It's a throwback to the old NBA.
I totally agree. I totally agree. It is going to be a lower scoring Eastern Conference style, real physical. And I think that, you know, the physicality will be the difference. I think the Raptors' physicality will be the difference. But you're right, man. They've got great guards. Like, they've got great guards. They've got guys that can all shoot. I respect the Boston Celtics. I've sort of always knew the Raptors and the Celtics were kind of on a collision course. And I've also told people in the past, the Celtics concern me. Like from a Raptors fan perspective, I'm aware like how competitive these games are going to be. Like, and, you know, but without being stated, now on the neutral court, like the Kyle Lowry stuff is massive, but that's part of the war of attrition, man, in the playoffs, right? Last year, the Raptors were benefactors of other players getting hurt on other teams. It's going to happen. And the Raptors get real lucky that there is a 4-day lull right now going into this. But so we talked about Montrezl Harrell. It's pretty clear the league's not doing anything about it. And, you know, he apologized. So that's a good start. I give him credit for that. You saw before the game, he spoke to Doncic and they hugged after, and then Doncic went off and dropped 43 on them. And, you know, I think Doncic and the Mavericks, I saw the other night, big man, they're like the country club guys, and like the Clippers are coming from the hood. And, you know, the country club kids have talent, right? But they got like out streeted like on Friday, bro. Like, that was ugly. Like, you know, not just like the taunting, but, you know, they were getting pushed around, man. Like, Morris is like, was really taking liberties and like treating them all like punks, to be honest. I can't stress enough, man, how impressive it was that the fire and aggression that Dallas came back with today. Doncic's injured, bro. This kid's not even 100% and he does this. And he's yelling in Morris's face. Like, he grew a pair. That's the best way of putting it, big man. I said the other night, hey, Dallas, you're not at the Y anymore. You got to pick this up, bro. Otherwise, these guys are going to taunt you, and they are going to, like, call you punks and all this, and they're just going to push you right out of the bubble. Man, what a performance, and what a – just, like, to be that tough and to bounce back, this kid's got balls, bro. And I'm telling you what, big man, moving forward, I'm betting on Dallas Maverick futures to win the title because this kid's getting a ring. Like, I'm not saying this year, but this kid's getting a ring. But man, that was a man balls deep performance today by Doncic and the Mavericks, that big man.
Yeah, and I really want to touch on this on the other side because this series fascinates me, like, from really every angle. And I know we're kind of short here on this segment.
That's the best series.
I'd love to talk about this. Yeah, I'd love to talk about this. And I said I'd like to talk about Denver Utah too. That's a fun series. I know it's 3-1, but Denver
Donovan
is
Mitchell.
Terrific defense.
51
yeah,
points.
Murray,
this kid, it's unbelievable. More basketball talk on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Renzi. We're kicking it with Big Man on campus. Great time talking NBA basketball. I want to get a little soccer talk in, too. Get Big Man's take on Bayern and where do they stand as far as great teams of all time. But talking NBA basketball right now. And so Luka Doncic, this kid's just unbelievable. And, you know, I bought into him because, you know, I bet, you know, big man, I like to bet international basketball, right? So I knew all about this kid. Like, I had bet on this kid before he even came into the NBA. And it's amazing. So Shaq says after that, you know, people are getting carried away. Let's, you know, it's overreaction to how good Luka is and all this. Kid was the MVP, bro, of the EuroLeague and won a championship there at like 19 years old. As I stated, moving forward, I'll be pulling the trigger on Dallas Maverick futures every year because I do believe the kid's going to get a title before it's all said and done. But now we got a series, big man. So now suddenly, bro, it becomes a best of 2 or 3. You talked about it, man. Without Patrick Beverley, like this vaunted, like all we keep hearing about the Clippers defense. They said the other day the Clippers have the best defense in the league. No, they don't, big man. You don't have the best defense in the league when the Dallas Mavericks are putting 130 up on you every night, bro.
Yeah, and before I get into this, Shaq's on another planet. I don't know what he's talking about. I love Shaq. He's probably one of my favorite players ever, but he's way off on this one. The kid
I like Shaq as a player.
Give me a
break. He might be the worst analyst on TV, big man. Number one, you can't understand him. He just mumbles. And then, like, when he talks, he never has a good point. All he ever does is just rip Chuck for not winning a ring.
Calls names and stuff.
Barkley's entertaining, but Barkley's just kind of whatever. And, you know, he's just sort of an entertainer. Like I said, to me personally, the only one I really, like, sort of listen to, like, when he talks basketball, like, I like Kenny Smith a lot. I am a big Kenny Smith fan.
Yeah, because I think he goes into, like, the theory and that kind of thing. But as far as the series is concerned, yeah, look, defensively, I think people have this premonition that the Clippers are a good defensive team. And, look, from a points-per-game standpoint, if they're middle of the road in the NBA. Defensive officials, they're a bit better. But, yeah, I mean, without Patrick Beverley, they're just not very good defensively. And until Patrick Beverley comes back, I would be betting the over in the series.
Why don't they put Kawhi? I don't understand. Because
you can. I don't think you can because how does Kawhi be, you know, how's he such a, you know, what does he do offensively then as well? Luke would wear him out. I mean, to play at that level on both sides, I mean, it could be done. But Gabe,
they need to switch it up a bit. And you know what it is, though, also?
No, I agree.
You know, Nick, it just goes to show how great of a coach Nick Nurse is. We're talking about another series, but about the matchups and. I don't know. Doc doesn't seem to have an answer right now. Man, Dallas are feeling it. Who do you think wins the series now? Like, do you think Dallas can beat them 2 out of 3 times? The best of 3 now.
You know, I think the big problem that the Clippers are having is, look, offensively, even if you have Beverley, I still think they're going to score a lot of points, Dallas. They're a good offense. But the reason the Clippers are losing is because Paul George has been horrific. If Paul George was just a little bit better, they'd have won both games, probably. I mean, who the hell knows where this
series
is?
The guy's going 4 for 17 all the time. You're right. I can't disagree.
Yeah, I mean, every game, the guy, I mean, he has just been horrific. And if he shoots if he makes 2 or 3 more shots a game, you know, they'd have won today. I mean, they'd have won the other night, too. So I'm kind of, at some point, I kind of figure, you know, Paul George is a good player. At some point, he'll figure it out. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long, if you're Doc Rivers, you continue. But where do you go? You can't put Lou Williams on it. Lou Williams doesn't play any defense. Reggie Jackson can't play defense. And you're kind of at a loss because you can't put Kawhi Leonard on him the entire game either. Kawhi's a great player offensively. You can't hamstring him and make a play defense at that level, running around, trying to cover him the whole game. So
Paul George is a good defender, right? I mean, that's the thing. They have their two. I mean, Paul George is supposed to be a good defender. But they're not changing their plan. Like basically like Doc Rivers is just like, he keeps doing the same thing and it's not working. Like that's what I'm just surprised about, that he hasn't tweaked it up a little bit and like rotated guys, on to Luka. So for the record right now, the Dallas Mavericks +260 to win the series. +260.
I mean, Gabe.
Not bad.
Over the last three games, Paul George is 10 for 47 from the field.
Wow. I mean, and like you said, they lost by 2 points. It's like pretty
and
clear.
From
yeah,
the three-point line over the last three games, he's 4 for 25. I mean, they're horrific numbers. I mean, they're abhorrently bad. If he's just a little bit better, I'm not even asking him to be 15 for 47, and they likely win. So, look, if I had to say it, I still think the Clippers will win this series because I don't think we've seen a perfect game from them yet. I feel like if Doc's just going to say, you know what, let's just let's just keep trying to outscore these guys. Until you get Beverly back, I don't think there's much you can do. Beverly's a dog. I mean, he's just going to get out there and defend his ass off. That's what he does. But, yeah, it's Luka's unbelievable, man. You know, I said something earlier, and I think a lot of people didn't quite understand it. Maybe you will. Luka reminds me of what I think Drazen Petrovic would have been. Drazen Petrovic, I thought, had the beat makings of becoming an elite superstar, world-class player. And at the point when he died, I mean, he was becoming a tremendously good player. Luka and Drazen are from the same area. Luka's unbelievable. I think he's already a top five player in the league, which is crazy. Maybe top six. It's pretty impressive how good the kid is. Really amazing.
I agree.
What a find.
You know what I love is his move. He goes into the paint. And he does that little pause. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like this Euro sort of goes in and he sort of like does this matrix. He sort of like stops for a second and everyone sort of like, you know, crashes around him. And then he just lays it in. Like it's amazing. His patience.
He's got,
his touch and his feel for the game, big man, for a kid. He's like a man out there, you know, like he doesn't think like a 22-year-old.
No, and that's the thing, and that's a great point. His awareness and IQ is on another level. Like in game three, like I saw him just do things like draw fouls and just the way he just contorts his body, and it's unbelievable, really. You got to wonder, you know, if you're the Atlanta Hawks, I mean, do you watch these playoffs and think like, wow, you know? Like, look, Trey Young's a great player, but, I mean, Luka Doncic. And I'll tell you another thing,
Gabe. Actually good. Because I was live on the air that night. All right, like I don't know, we were doing a draft there or whatever. I was flipping, big man. I'm like, no. If you're Atlanta, don't, like, you got to take Lou. Like, and then it was Trey. I'm like, oh my god. And we all knew at the time. You and I even talked. Like, listen, they went with the American kid. They went with a guy that was on ESPN, right? You know, Atlanta is. Is a predominantly African American city. It was a marketing thing, right? They're like, man, yeah, this Luka guy might be good, but he's a Euro dude. And you see, like a lot of the reaction, big man, like when, remember Knicks fans with Kristaps Porzingis and stuff. But
right.
The Euro busts are a thing of the past, man. These Euros are like, they're the best players in the world. Like they're great players. But at least Trae Young doesn't totally suck. Even though to me, I don't think he's great. Well, it's easy to score 30 points a night on a bad team. And when you take 40 shots, big man, right? So I want to see the kid win a bit, but
sure. At
least he's not a bust. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I would have taken Luka, bro. I would have taken Luka.
Sure. I mean, and Dallas is a perfect spot for him. I think it was great. I will say, Gabe, you think about this. Trey Burke had 25 points tonight. Okay. He had 16 in game two. Imagine where the Sixers would be if they had Trey Burke. Imagine that. Seriously. I mean, they'd probably win two of those games instead of losing them. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, man. Watching these guys go to other teams. Lou Williams had 37 points today. You know where he started his career, Gabe? Philadelphia. Why the hell did we ever let this guy go? What is going on? Why does every other team seem to get the most out of these guys? Boban Marjanovic had 10 points today. We could have won the game today if he'd have been there. This is what pisses me off, but this is what good teams do. This is what good teams do. This is what good teams do. Credit to the Dallas Mavericks. They're a live dog in this series. I will say also, Gabe, Denver-Utah. I know the series is 3-1, but this has been a fun series,
for the record,
man.
Sorry. I just want to throw it out here.
Yeah.
The Mavericks are getting 6.5 points. Again. Like... sign me up, bro.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Like, I'm taking them. Just out as a pick right
there.
I'm not even debating it. Give me the Mavericks plus the 6.5. If they lose, it'll be close.
Even without Porzingis, though?
Yeah, I think they could battle through. Yeah. I think they could battle through.
Okay.
I think they could battle through. Kind of
like one of those shootout games where you just think, you know, hope, you know, take the points and you think it's shootout. Clippers can't defend, so why the hell not?
The thing is, Doncic is good enough that he can pick up the slack offensively. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the type of guy that can say, all right, normally I would pass it here, but I know I got to score a bit more tonight, so I'm going to take it to the rack. Like, I think he'll
put
up 50.
And they're getting a ton out of, like, yeah, they're getting a ton out of Hardaway and Burke and Finney Smith.
Burke, Hardaway, Burke. They got guys that can shoot, bro, right? Like, they'll be fine. Like you said, they're going to go in there, and they're going to tell the Clippers, try to keep up with us. We're gonna bomb away, man, on you, and we're going to see whose three ball falls more. And I don't know. I think Dallas can, but it kind of sucks, eh? We're already getting to the point, big man, of injuries now. Hey, Porzingis, Kyle Lowry, like, it's tough basketball out there, bro, right? People don't realize that. Like, it's not easy. It's physical. So looking at the early morning game tomorrow, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Orlando Magic. It's amazing how the Magic won game one last year against the Raptors and then lost four straight. And now they're on the verge of doing the same thing again. You know, ever since the game one loss, Milwaukee have been good bets in the first. Like, Milwaukee have throttled them early, big man. I wouldn't be surprised if they do it again. There's less sense of urgency with these teams in the bubble. They're just going to want to get the hell out of there. So, yeah, I think Orlando rolls over tomorrow. I think Milwaukee come out strong. I'll take a look at Milwaukee in the first half, big man.
I think the crazy thing is this series is 2-1. It's not 3-0, which a lot of people, I think, assume it is. But, you know, Magic's still in this series, surprisingly enough. I've been kind of impressed with their pride. I think you're dead right, though. I would look probably Milwaukee early. But we've seen this team. I mean, they play down to their opponent a lot of the time. I don't think they score enough to cover big numbers. And I'm always going to probably look at the Orlando Magic just because they fight and they play hard. And you have to think they get Aaron Gordon back tomorrow. He was kind of questionable to play the other night. If he plays, I'm going to be interested in the Orlando Magic here. I think he can handle Giannis a little bit. He actually played him pretty well in the season. So I wouldn't run to the window this early to bet Orlando or Milwaukee. I would wait, but Orlando has some pride. They're only down 2-1. Remember that.
There's some games. There's some interesting games tomorrow, but the Lakers Blazers, obviously intriguing, but Houston and Oklahoma City. Have Oklahoma City woken up? Like, they kind of sleptwalked through the first couple of games, but they seem to have some passion right now. Sports Rage like that continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I want to get into some NFL football with Big Man, and we will in level two. Talk a little Bayern Munich as well. I'm going to get into some NHL hockey before we're done here this evening. But we're just taking a look at Monday's NBA card right now. Starts at 1:30 Eastern, Milwaukee and Orlando. I love this day stuff, man. I love the afternoon action. It's sad now in the NHL. We're only into primetime games now. Love the degenerate specials. So the game I'm looking forward to tomorrow, big man, is Houston-Oklahoma City game. 4 o'clock Eastern, second game up. The Rockets, 3-point favorites in this game. I didn't like the way Oklahoma played, really, to be honest, in game three. They were very frustrating team to watch. Bad jump shots, isolation, long twos. Chris Paul, you know, weird decisions. Like, it was just, they seemed out of sync. Like, Steven Adams is, you know, like, falling into people and tripping, and like nothing was really going their way. But, you know, sort of like in real life, big man, like a handicapper, and like in life with, you know, personal issues, you got to fight through. And Oklahoma City didn't completely fall apart. Like, they didn't start pointing fingers, and man, they were on the verge of being down 3-0, but they found a way. They started to make some plays. I think a big difference, Dort coming in and really just manning up on Harden was something that I think we're going to see moving forward here. But they started to play with a little emotion, Oklahoma City. And quite frankly, I think that Billy Donovan's being getting out-coached, quite frankly, by Houston staff. You know, he just never really had any answers or any adjustments. But like I said, they started to figure some things out midway through the third quarter, into the fourth quarter. This is a big game. They go down 3-1. They're done. So I look forward. We'll get Big Man's take on this. So we got about 20 seconds. What do you think of this, Big Man? I'm going to take Oklahoma City here, but I know it's not going to be easy. It'll be frustrating to watch.
I'm not taking Oklahoma City anymore. Billy Donovan has been out coaching. If he loses this series, they seriously have to consider him going forward. Steven Adams shouldn't be on the floor. He's a liability on offense. He doesn't play well in small ball. He's hurt them when he's on the floor. I'm sure we'll get into it, but yeah, I'm not interested in Oklahoma City anymore at this point.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.